This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, into great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And by the way, tonight, our Tampa Bay Rays here in the area won the game against the Red Sox. 5-0. They looked really good. And I'll tell you what, they played to win last night. We'll get into that in a little bit. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially those over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there behind the big rigs, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter as Captain's America. And you can follow us on Twitter as The Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Want to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the 2 points, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I mentioned the Tampa Bay Rays. They did win 5-0 last night against the Boston Red Sox. A tremendous start to the American League Division Series for the Rays. They've got this secret weapon called Randy Arozarena. Did you watch him play by chance?
I haven't had the chance yet, no.
He stole home plate last night from third base. I almost fell out of my chair.
Wow.
Yeah, this guy came to play. He also hit a monstrous home run last night, a solo home run. And he was like the one-man wrecking crew of the team last night.
Very cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah. Every night with the Rays, it's all season long, it's been somebody different steps up every night. So we'll see who it is tonight. But it's fun to watch. This is a fun team to watch. And the Red Sox were like, is this happening? Is this happening? What are we going to do now? But anyway, they tried, but it just wasn't to be. Now, your neighbor out there, Nancy Pelosi, says that we must save the planet for our children with a whole bunch of people. I'm sorry, with a whole bunch of young kids standing around her at the microphone.
Well, yeah, who could argue with trying to save the planet for the children, but haven't we been doing that for, I don't know, years and years and years now? It definitely is, I don't think that she really means that in the strict sense. I think she's saying that for a political stunt, basically.
Well, why would you have a bunch of kids on around a microphone if it wasn't a political stunt?
Well, sure. And, of course, you know, most people, Captain, they don't want to destroy the planet. Regular people are not hell-bent on destroying the Earth. But what we should make sure our children have in the future is a stable society, good jobs, a future, and the ability to go farther than we've ever gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to be able to give to them. But Nancy Pelosi using them as a prop.
Yeah, I agree. Now, the Afghanistan Inspector General said no one in the government has yet been held accountable for what happened in Afghanistan.
Yep. Well, of course, you know, that's just not going to happen at this point.
Well, somebody's got to go down for this. The question is, the generals get orders from the civilian Department of Defense or whatever. So they don't just do this sort of thing on their own. And we didn't just see what happened at Kabul as just a fluke. This was all planned out, and the military was told to do just this, this, and this. And as a result, we made ourselves susceptible in that one area where the suicide bomber came in and detonated his bomb within feet of some of our military.
Right. And again, all of this was avoidable completely. And not to try to be too humorous here, but Joe Biden, if he ordered this completely and just would not listen to the generals, I wonder why General Milley wouldn't do what I now call pulling a Milley, and that is, why didn't he sort of just take over and say, well, nope, I don't like the way this is going, so I'm now exercising my his evidently special right of taking over and making his own policy whenever he doesn't like it, and make sure it went right. But obviously just trying to be funny, but the idea, of course, is if Joe Biden just sat there ordering it, he was not even listening to reason about how to get this done.
Let me tell you what I think would have happened with another, say, a West Point or a Naval Academy or an Air Force Academy graduate in charge as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs versus someone from Princeton. This person from Princeton was playing the political game, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
These other people wouldn't have given a rat's ass about the political game. They would have been in it to win it and in it to take as good a care as they could of our military, knowing that we'd left ourselves wide open on a flank in this alleyway where they were letting these people come in. It would have been a totally different story, in my opinions.
Well, again, they would have had maybe a different mindset about it. And certainly, you know, Captain would have maybe made a stand about the horrible blunder Joe Biden was getting our country into.
Well, it's a blunder, all right. Disaster would be more like it. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful night in the neighborhood. I'm going to have Kathy give you the telephone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, thanks very much, Frank Salvato. We appreciate that, and yep, and yep, and yep. And thanks to all the people that are listening to us at night and all the new people that are coming aboard, especially the ones listening to us via the stream or listening overseas via the satellite or wherever you're getting us, because we have a whole bunch of people every night in India where a lot of people are listening to us, and a whole lot of people in Germany every night where a whole bunch of people are listening to us. And I would suspect before the not-too-distant future is over with, we may wind up with a whole bunch of people in Taiwan, because they're going to want to know if America's going to help them. All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. Remember, Mike Lindell runs the show there, and he's an honorable man. And I'll tell you what, we try to help him all that we can, because you've got tremendous discounts on the products that he makes. All you got to do is go to the homepage, MyPillow.com, look at everything that's there, and it'll say, here's the price with your promo code. Well, the promo code is the word Captain. Very simple. Captain is your promo code. Now, they also have a tab, a radio listener specials tab. If you double-click on that, it'll open up a separate page. You'll get about 24 different items that are insanely priced, marked down from what they normally are. And again, you'll need a promo code. The promo code is Captain. Now, if you want to call them up to make your order because you don't want to do it on the Internet for whatever reason, I'm going to give you the phone number. It's 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's the number to call them. Give them an order, and then don't forget, the promo code is one word, Captain. There you go. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Senator Joe Manchin has warned against the entitlement society. What's he talking about?
Well, yeah, he's talking about the idea that, of course, all this spending and this huge spending bill that he doesn't want to vote for, if it goes over $1.5 trillion, basically, it turns the United States into what he termed an entitlement society. Now, Senator Bernie Sanders fired right back, saying he wasn't sure what he meant, what Senator Manchin meant about that. And then Bernie Sanders proceeded to tick off a long list of things that would essentially mean that our country would become an entitlement society, and try to turn it around into the idea that Senator Manchin just doesn't want to help people or something like that. But this really is a major a stumbling point from what Bernie Sanders really wants to do to America. And I don't really think it's because he just wants to set up the perfect society where nothing will ever go wrong ever again. That's not possible. But I think it's all being done as a guise to, again, to get power, promising the sun, moon, and stars when they know they can never deliver the sun, moon, and stars. The only way, Captain, that people, that our society really can move forward is through hard work and creating the atmosphere of opportunity and letting the American people shine. You can't give them checks and make them shine.
So can we get Bernie on the next flight to the moon?
Well,
with Shatner?
Well, I don't know. I think that I Bill Shatner, I think, is going to have a much. I think he's going to do very well, by the way, because there's only one of him. That's
Captain Kirk goes
that's
into space.
Right. Yeah, they broke the mold with William Shatner, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe Bernie can take public transportation somehow to the moon. We don't know how that'll work, but
now Marco Rubio came out and said something very interesting yesterday. He said the FBI should be focused on working with the organized crime and terrorism and drug smugglers, not parents who scream too loud at a school board meeting.
Well, you know, and again, to be a little bit humorous here, I mean, honestly, Captain, I mean, you know, we don't need to worry about MS-13. We don't need to worry about the actual, you know, big time, vicious gang people that are coming across the southern border. We got to worry about these parents, because they are not sold on the critical race theory idea. They may push back against this, and that means, Captain, that they're a real threat to our society. They could even be undermining our democracy. I mean, this is becoming ridiculous, don't you think?
Yeah, domestic terrorists.
Right. I mean, but see, that's the thing. It's like, okay, all this, the chaos is going to continue to ensue around us, but we've got to worry about mom and dad, who are concerned that the history of their nation is being perverted, that they are going to be that schools don't care what they think and are going to tell the children all manner of terrible things about America, but out of context and only designed in order to turn children away from America, not to teach history in its totality.
Now, Senator John Barrasso, Republican from Wyoming, mentioned something yesterday in passing. He said Facebook is starting to look more and more like big tech.
Right. Well, it's interesting because we're starting to see even Democrats really come out and talk some real trash about Facebook. We saw with the big outage the other day just how reliant so many people are, not just even just for social media interaction per se, but also for their business and so forth. It was really very revealing.
Yeah, well, I do use it for my business, and
yeah,
a lot of people do. I mean, because that's the connection that gets you to go to your website or, you know, whatever you put there. You can actually advertise on Facebook if you want to. And by the way, when somebody says they're not making any money, of course they are.
Well, they're making oodles of money. Yeah, it's it's definitely the case. But it does point up, again, sort of the ubiquitous nature of Facebook and the other apps that it has that also went down that day. And it also, I think, Captain, may even start a conversation about especially young people and how much time they spend on these kinds of services, and is it really edifying in the long run? In other words, should it be their main diet or should it be snacks?
Now, the Republican Congressman Welch made a comment about the shrinking $3.5 trillion bill by saying that we can get those programs started. We just don't need to do it all at one time.
Well, right. Well, I mean, the so-called progressives, of course, you know, they want the big enchilada. They want the whole enchilada, as it were. They want everything, and I don't think that they really want to try to pare it down or have things in the bill like the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal dollars to be spent for abortions. It's like they've gone all in into some kind of, you know, weird other dimension where they just believe that they are going to shift everything and it's going to be shifted next Tuesday. But these are unpopular stances. But the squad members, I think they don't care. They want what they want to do, and it doesn't have anything to do with legislating reasonable laws for the country.
Yeah, and according to Rashida Tlaib, when the cameras are on, she's going to wear a mask, but after that, when the cameras are off, she doesn't.
Well, sure. But, I mean, that's a hypocrite, for sure. I mean, in the sense that, I mean, if that had been a Republican who advocated mask wearing and wanted to mandate it or all these other kinds of things, and then suddenly said, I have this on just for show because someone's tailing me and I have to be wearing my mask, you know, otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be. That's pretty revealing right there.
Lee in Tampa is saying Bernie Sanders has never forgotten his early trips to Russia as a young man. It's a lasting impression.
Oh, I'm so glad. That was Lee, you said? Lee in Tampa?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I would have thought that Bernie Sanders' history of visiting the Soviet Union back in the day, back in the 80s, and coming back and lauding how wonderful Russia was, and this guy, not against the Russian people, I'm not talking about that, I'm talking about the Soviet Union system, I would have think that would have been a disqualifier to ever be elected to almost anything in this country, but now I guess it's a badge of honor. But I'm so glad he mentioned that, because we shouldn't forget exactly where Bernie Sanders' heart seems to be.
Well, his heart is in Russia.
Yeah.
By the way, didn't he get married there?
I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure.
I thought he got married in Russia.
I just don't know for sure.
I remember something about that. Maybe not.
Well, I know did he honeymoon there or something like that?
Something, whatever. Yeah. But it had something to do with getting married.
Yeah. But,
all right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're going to be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And don't forget, it is a Friday morning. So get yourself all ready for the weekend. You need to get your supplies now, whatever you need to get, because the stores are running out of stuff on a fairly regular basis right now. That's not good. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden making another pitch to get American workers vaccinated, visiting a factory in the Chicago area to promote his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. It applies to companies with 100 or more employees, and he does concede,
I know the vaccination requirements are a tough medicine. Unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving.
The federal rule is pending, but some big companies have already gone ahead with vaccine requirements. Wall Street still rebounding after that deal was reached in the U.S. Senate today to extend the debt limit, and also there was some good economic news from the Labor Department about lower first-time jobless claims last week. And with tech stocks leading the way, all three indexes finished higher, the Dow gaining about 1%. The NASDAQ up 152 points to close at 14,654. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Yes, you are, and you can catch Mark Walters and his Armed American Radio Monster Cast this weekend. Sunday night, 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. You're going to like what you hear, I'll tell you. Now, let's not forget, this part of the program is brought to you by our friends over at GEICO, GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, GEICO's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million people. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. That's all you got to do. Get on over there and take a look at the insurance rates that you can get for the car or the truck that you've got. If you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can also get that insured. And don't forget, the way to really save some money is to bundle your insurance. Now, by bundling, you take your homeowner's or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance, add it to your automobile insurance, and boom, you get a big discount. So get that done. Save yourself some money like I have. Just go over to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And if you want to get a hold of their agent in your neighborhood, you can do that too. They'll tell you how to do that. And there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got, let's see here. We've got Elliot from Wesley Chapel on the line. Let me go over to him, see what he'd like to talk about. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Kyle, West Coast Kyle. Hey, Captain, I'd like to share 60 seconds of very fascinating information I learned from Facebook and Big Tech. The Houston Chronicle accurately reporting of migrants at the border of Mexico, Texas, is quite welcoming. Now, New Scudo reports the blame lies at the feet of social media. Social media giant Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg are encouraging illegal immigrants smuggling, and promoting hatred towards migrants. Now, News Nation's partner at theborderreport.com says website Facebook offers free promotions for smugglers looking to lure potential customers. It was written in Spanish, but Facebook footprint is all over Caravan 2021. That's what they call it. That started this whole thing when Joe Biden opened the southern border. Now, Mark Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and other tech CEOs all began to put their plan in motion under Facebook Caravan 2021. Allow them to talk and chat, direct messages with the smugglers, such as, meet me at a certain location. This is how much it's going to cost you. Free advertising, security migration expert says Facebook is highly involved in the inception of 2021. And finally, Facebook repeated failures of tackling misinformation and crime at Facebook. They facilitate human trafficking, sacrificing people for profits. Now, this is coming off the wire here. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Now, Kyle, I'm aware of all of this, and I've been aware of it for, I don't know, maybe 2 years or 3 years. Facebook and both Twitter have been implicated in doing this for that long that I know of.
Well, right. And again, I mean, this is pretty explosive type stuff.
Yeah. And nobody's going to do anything about it because it would have to be done by the government, and they're not going to touch this.
Well, exactly right, unfortunately. But I do think you're going to have a lot of people begin to see it. I think that it's so big that you'll hear the questions, should it be broken up at some point? And who are these fact checkers? You know, kind of thing. You know, everybody wants to know.
Fact check Freddy.
Right. Right, well, exactly. But, and we understand it's a private platform, this kind of thing, but most people have the expectation that, you know, they can say what they want to say or have an opinion. I'm not talking about advocating any bad thing of violence or this kind of thing, but people can have an opinion about the news that may not line up with the big tech, as it were, philosophy.
Yeah, you're right. Now, NATO has expelled a couple of Russian diplomats from Brussels. The move reportedly was linked to some maligning activities in Europe that these Russians were accused of doing.
Yes, very, very interesting. And obviously, you know, the beat goes on, as it were. You're still going to have these players, especially the geopolitical players, like Russia, looking to gain wherever they can and supplant wherever they can.
And then, of all things, the United Kingdom, some of their officials have engaged with the Taliban, who have claimed diplomatic relations were discussed. The Taliban did that. The British haven't said a word, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, you know, the Taliban are there, and they're there to stay, evidently, and it's the same Taliban that we saw before, unfortunately.
Of course.
So I think you will see some of these forays into so-called diplomacy, but I got to tell you, Captain, I don't know that the Taliban are necessarily really capable of being engaged in real diplomacy, or can they even be seen as a legitimate government of Afghanistan? I just don't see how this plays out.
Well,
we'll have some of these bigger countries, say, well, we want to try to make this kind of work because they want this or that, but the Taliban aren't like a regular government.
I haven't heard anything about Iran pushing them for membership to the United Nations, but I did hear that Pakistan is pushing them to be part of the United Nations as their own separate country.
Well, right. And honestly, can the what do they call it now? The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan or something?
Yeah.
Can that really truly be a part of the quote United Nations when they obviously have the kinds of barbaric practices that they not only do but they trumpet like this is who we are, you know? And I just can't see that.
Well, I want you to know, Kyle, that you're now paying an extra $175 a month, every household in America is, because of the inflation that's been brought about by Joe Biden and his policies. Now, millions of Americans whose incomes have not kept pace with inflation. It's up, by the way, some 5.3% in August alone from the month prior, as it compares with next year. Now, that amounts, of course, to a cost, an average cost, of $175 a month for every household in America.
Well, thank you, Joe Biden. And it'll start, it'll keep going up. I mean, check this out in another couple of weeks or a month or so. And certainly, if we get a year down the road with the Biden inflation, basically,
yeah.
I mean, it's going to get worse and worse and worse.
I had a Facebook post tonight. I said, if you don't like the price of gasoline today showing the price, wait a month.
Right. Exactly.
Because until we start getting smart and going back to doing what we were doing, the price is going to go up. We have no control. These people need to understand, and our voters need to understand. They need to get with the program here with these congressmen. But anyway, here we go. The father of Brian Laundrie, the young man, the boyfriend, is expected, he did leave his home and joined authorities in the massive manhunt for his fugitive son in that swamp in the area that he lives in. I can't believe they're still living there.
Yeah,
I'm looking there.
Yeah, I was kind of puzzled by that because he's obviously either long gone, eaten by an alligator, or
well, that's it. If they're looking in the swamp, they think he was killed.
Yeah,
and then it's not telling anybody.
Yeah,
because I'm telling you, that swamp is well known for the gators that are in there and the snakes.
Yes, exactly. It's not a livable place.
Nope.
You know, and. You know, I guess maybe, you know, I don't know who you'd have to be to survive in there.
Now, the gun owners of America need to pay attention. The highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, soon will be hearing a landmark Second Amendment case. Now, this is going to be next month. And the first gun-related appeal to make it to the court in more than a decade will be there. And a gun rights advocate is now predicting that gun owners and the United States Constitution will once again win. Well, they better, because they're challenging the right to possess and carry a firearm.
Yes. Well, and I agree, Captain. I mean, this is, you can't be bigger than this in that sense. And this is, it would be essentially a holy grail for the so-called progressives and those who want to bring in a different form of American
government. Again, there's no such thing as a progressive. They're communists.
Yep.
The progressive name has to be dropped. They are outright communists, these people. There's just no such thing as a progressive. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, number two, coming up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Anna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Donna. Donna, this portion of the program, Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop. Don't forget to pull on in there. Tell them that you were listening to me, the captain, on the Third Watch, and see if they'll give you a free hot cup of coffee. They're supposed to. And I know they will in Jackson, Georgia on I-75, and I know they will in Salt Lake City, and I know they will up there in Tennessee, because we've had the people call us and tell us. Alrighty, we're going to get started right now. Here's an oldie but goodie.
We'll be right back.
the Vanilla Fudge and what's the name of that song, Kyle?
You Keep Me Hanging On.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Long time ago. That was back in the 60s, I think.
Yeah, and there was some other versions, covers done many years later as well.
Yep. Okay, well, take us out west. Tell us what's going on.
All right, folks, we're out west tonight, of course. We're looking at some flood watches. Now, this is going to be in the Salt Lake City area, going north of Salt Lake, and it's going to travel up as you go up Interstate 15 up through Logan, also Ogden there as well. Also, south of Twin Falls, Idaho, we've got a flash flood watch going on. But just to the east of Salt Lake City, we've got a winter weather advisory. That means you could have snow up in the mountains as well, so be careful of that. Denver, Colorado, south of Denver, I should say, in the southeastern quadrant of Colorado, we've got a fire weather warning there. That goes on over into Kansas a little bit as well. Wind advisory out in the desert areas of southern Nevada, also parts of southern California, the desert areas out near Barstow, Fort Irwin, Ridgecrest, Darwin, Bishop, especially if you're coming down Highway 395, I should say, you might encounter these winds. So be very careful as you're out there tonight.
All righty. Well, we do have some weather over in the Midwest. We'll go to that, upper Midwest, up there east of the Twin Cities. And just south of Duluth, we have some dense fog in that area that goes over to Wisconsin, right just on the state line there. And then down on the Wisconsin and Illinois state line, you've got dense fog right there. In addition, there's dense fog in the central part of Illinois tonight to include Springfield, Illinois, as well as down towards St. Louis. And that fog comes over into Missouri a little ways on I-70. Now, there's also fog in the central part of Tennessee tonight to include Nashville. So I-65 and I-40 are both affected there, north, south, east, west highways. The northern part of Alabama down to Huntsville, you've got some dense fog there tonight. We've got rain in Georgia, the central part of Georgia, on up through Atlanta, all the way to the Tennessee line. And then that rain goes up into up I-85. That rain goes up into South Carolina. Rain goes up into the North Carolina mountains as well. Got some patchy fog down along the Gulf. Houston on down to McAllen. Also got fog tonight up around Philadelphia. And some more fog in the mountains of along I-70 of West Virginia and Maryland. And in the Chesapeake Bay, we've got a little bit of fog in there tonight, too. Now, the storm, the system, let's get the right word here, the system that's sitting out there about 100 miles offshore from South Carolina and moving very, very slowly is not a storm yet. It's just got some rain predominantly off to the east. However, it's waiting for this area of low pressure that's coming across towards it. And when it does, it's going to merge, and then up the east coast it'll go with a little bit of wind, a little bit of rain, and some fun for the weekend. But that's about it. It'll be all done after that. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody. The professor of politics. Now let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I guess we're going to have ourselves a short-term deal to raise the debt ceiling. Mitch McConnell backed away from it. A lot of people are saying he caved, but he really didn't give him anything. He just stepped out of the way, and he said he was going to do that all along.
Well, yeah, We do this every single time when we come up against a deadline.
Yep.
So the big question is, you know, how do we stop the spending and how do we stop the abuse of a debt ceiling? There's no incentive for government to stop spending money.
Yep. Yep.
Therein lies the problem.
Yep.
And we don't address it. So if we don't address it, the question then becomes, are we always going to be increasing this debt ceiling? And the answer appears to be yes. So we cannot not pay our bills. So I don't really know where we go here at this point.
Well, we're going to raise the debt ceiling. We always do. And some people have said we ought to just let it go by the wayside and see what happens and produce the ultimatum and all that. But we're never going to do that because one of the things that would have happened, and I'm not sure if it would have happened the way they say or not, but we were told by somebody yesterday in the scheme of things that the military might not get paid.
I mean, that's happened before when
yes.
you haven't. So everybody eventually gets paid. So it's kind of like a misnomer. I mean, we always, I mean, they may not get paid on, you know, the normal payday, but at some point when government does another funding, they get paid again.
So, yeah, and
people are going to get paid. You can't hold their paycheck back.
Yeah, and the federal government continues to get paid whether they're working or not. They've always done it that way, the workers. Mm-hmm.
Precisely.
Yep, exactly. So there you go. But anyway, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hang in there, folks. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. We are the bosses of applesauce, and we need to start acting like it. We are the ones that they work for. We elect them, and we can unelect them, too. So let's get going and see what we can do. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.